Welcome to Master Crew Theater.
Yay.
I feel like there's a certain pressure that goes along with this one because this is our first one without Gianna.
Yeah.
And this was kind of like her thing. So I feel like we need to do it justice. She's probably listening on the way to her new office.
Could be.
So we really got to do it well today.
We do.
All right. So it's Chris, it's Joe, it's Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. We're going to act out the scene of a pretty big movie.
This is a good one today.
I mean, it was a popular one. And you have to guess what it is based on our acting.
Wait.
Sometimes we do it well. Sometimes we, not on purpose, don't.
So now that Gianna's not here, do I have to have bigger parts? Typically, I took like the single roles.
I gave Dan the biggest part today. Okay, so today, if you get the scene right, you're getting a pair of tickets to go see Six the Musical in Philly. The Tony Award-winning musical Six hits the Academy of Music September 30th through October 5th, so coming soon. From Tudor Queens to Pop Queens, the Six Wives of Henry VIII turn their heartbreak into a celebration of 21st century girl power. Tickets on sale now at EnsembleArtsPhilly.org.
As long as we don't start doing musicals around here, I feel like that's when we go down a road that we...
You could do that.
I don't know about that.
You could totally do that.
Listen, I did musicals back in middle school, and then puberty hit, and I did not do musicals anymore, so I don't think we want to go there.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
We did a little rehearsing. I think we're going to... Be good.
I hope we can do this justice.
All right, here
we'll
go.
Try.
Quiet on the set and action.
Bruce Bugtrotter, would little Brucey come up here, please?
Uh-oh, he lives on my block.
This boy, Bruce Bugtrotter, is none other than a vicious sneak thief. You are a disgusting criminal, aren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cake. Chocolate cake. You slithered like a serpent into the school kitchen and ate my personal snack. Do you deny it? Confess!
Well, it's hard for me to remember a specific cake.
This one was mine, and it was the most scrumptious cake in the entire world.
My mom's is better.
It is it? How can you be so sure unless you have another piece? Sit down, Bog. Here we go. Smells chocolatey, eh? Now eat it.
I don't want any. Thank you.
Eat it.
Scene.
Dad, that was so good.
Almost lost my voice in the middle there. But
here's some water. Take a step.
Thank you.
That was so good.
You still have a full day of, like, you know, you do a lot of stuff around here, a lot of voice stuff. You better rest those vocal cords.
All right. So if you think you know what that scene is that we just acted out, and you know what I feel? There weren't a lot of name clues in it this time. But there's a big one. But,
yeah.
Well, I guess
not a whole lot of movies have chocolate cake as a big plot point.
If you think you know, give us a call right now. 609-243-9778. Master Crew Theater on 94.5 PST. It's Chris, Joe, Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. We're Chris and the crew. So this is where we'll give you an encore performance of the scene.
It was so good. We're going to do it again.
I have to say, it was pretty good. Dan, you're doing really well.
Any tips, Madam Director, to make it even better?
I never saw the movie, so I
wish
we had real
props. That would make it even more delicious, if I may say so myself.
All right, so we're going to act it out again here, and then we'll take some of your calls. All right, I'm going to record this so everybody can see the behind-the-scenes.
Okay. I'm sure there'll be some great facial expressions.
Well, I'm recording now. Okay.
Here we go.
Ready? Quiet on the set, and action.
Bugtrotter, would little Brucey come up here, please?
Uh-oh, he lives on my block.
This boy, Bruce Bugtrotter, is none other than a vicious sneak thief. You are a disgusting criminal, aren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cake, chocolate cake. You slithered like a serpent into the school kitchen and ate my personal snack. Do you deny it? Confess!
Well, it's hard for me to remember a specific cake.
This one was mine, and it was the most scrumptious cake in the entire world.
My mom's is better.
It is it? How can you be sure unless you have another piece? Sit down, Bog. Here we go. Smells chocolatey, eh? Now eat it.
I don't want any. Thank you.
Eat it.
Scene. Wow.
Wow.
Dan, you must be exhausted after that.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit of emotion there.
Dan's right, voice is not going to be the same for the weekend now.
Seriously.
Need some vocal rest now.
I think they may have a clue. Phones are lit. Let's go to the phones.
Christina and Hamilton, what do you think? Christina?
It was Miss Hilda. Yeah, it was Miss Hilda.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's now go to Ashley in Howell. Ashley, what's your guess?
Matilda.
I see a theme here. All right, so hold on. Dom and Ben Salem, what's your guess?
Matilda.
Brooke in Branchburg is next. Brooke, you guessing the same thing?
Yep, Matilda.
All right, everybody hold on in case you win these tickets. Kaylee in Abington, what's your guess?
It's Matilda, of course.
Of course, right? And Brian is in Hamilton. What's your guess, Brian?
Absolutely, it's Matilda.
All right, absolutely, he says. Well, it's yes, Matilda. It is Matilda. Here is... No,
I'm having a tech issue with that. Okay. I'm having a... Yeah.
So, yes, it's Matilda. Wasn't Dan so good?
Dan was... Oh, actually, Dan. No, I have the audio ready, actually.
Okay,
Dan was so good that I have it ready to go in a second. But yeah, Dan was really good, right? Dan kind of stole the
show. Dan's kind of taken over the lead roles.
Would little Brucey come up here, please?
He lives on my block.
This boy, Bruce Bog Trotter, is none other than a vicious sneak thief. You're a disgusting criminal, aren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cake. Chocolate cake. You slithered like a serpent into the school kitchen and ate my personal snack! Do you deny it?
I'm going to post the video so you can see like the behind the scenes here of Master Crew Theater. But yeah, so we have to pick a winner here. I'm going to close my eyes, Joe, and I am going to point to that line right there.
I think that is Christina, right?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. You are the winner.
Thank you. My daughter's going to be so excited.
Oh, yeah. You got a pair of tickets to go see Six, the musical in Philly. The Tony Award-winning musical Six hits the Academy of Music this Tuesday, September 30th through October 5th. Tickets are on sale now at EnsembleArtsPhilly.org. Hang on. We need some info from you. It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the crew. So they're going to be installing screens. This is what kind of freaks me out. I don't know if I want a screen in my dressing room. But they're going to be putting these smart screens and smart racks into their fitting rooms. And when you go into the fitting room, you know, when you hang up the stuff, whatever you're trying on these smart racks, it's going to spit out the price. So you know exactly how much it is. It's going to tell you that you can request a new size. Like you can do, and, you know, one of the workers will bring you a new size. It can also like give you some inspo, like some, okay, so you have those jeans on. How about trying on this top with jeans? I like that.
I'm bad at matching, so it's good.
I like that. Although, don't people do that when you're walking around the store? I always find that I ask people like, hey, you have something that goes with this?
I don't trust the people.
You don't talk to anybody. So again, yeah, it's all going to be from this touch screen inside the stall, and it's going to send like real-time updates to the people working on the floor, basically, if you need like... another size. That is helpful because, you know, when you're trying stuff on, you don't have your shoes on, you're undressed, you're like, oh, do I want to get undressed, go get the new size, put the new size on. It is a little bit of a hassle.
You're gonna have to like slip it under the door now, do you?
Right? Yeah. So it's basically gonna be like a virtual stylist.
Okay.
You into that?
Yeah.
I kind of feel
a
like
help. You're terrified. I understand what I you're worried feel like about. Somebody be but watching I'm like, me. No, this is much easier. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's coming soon.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, out to Hamilton we go. Good morning, Emily. What are you up to this morning?
Good morning. Nothing. Just having my morning coffee.
All right.
Ooh.
Rested and having enjoying a cup of coffee.
I was
That's
hoping
good.
You didn't have your coffee, so your brain was a little foggy this morning. Because I need a win.
No, I'm ready.
She's ready.
She's a first timer. All right, Chris, you make your way out of here.
I'm out of here. Good luck,
Emily. We're going to ask you three questions. Chris will be in our soundproof room next door. She will not hear your answer. She lost yesterday, so who knows? Okay.
Great.
All right, here we go. Your quiz, Emily, starts right now. It was just announced that Taylor Swift is going to appear on NBC's Tonight Show on October 6th. Who is the host of The Tonight Show on NBC?
Jimmy Fallon.
Do you want to lock it in?
Lock it in.
All right, question number two. Mariah Carey's new album is out today. In 2008, she married a famous actor slash comedian. They divorced in 2016. Who is that?
Beyonce. Lock it in.
I love that you guessed Beyonce for that one. Okay. And the third and final question. Filming is continuing for the sequel to The Devil Wears Prada with Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway. Name any other Anne Hathaway movie.
Ella Enchanted.
Ella Enchanted. Locking it in. All right. Camping Chris this morning is powered by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Al's has live music six nights a week, brunch Saturdays and Sundays, happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday as well, online at alsairportin.com. Al's, it is where the locals go. Go. Hello, Chris Rollins.
Hey.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Christine. All right. Your quiz, Chris, starts now. Number one, it was just announced that Taylor Swift is going to be a guest on NBC's Tonight Show on October 6th. Swifties are freaking out. Who is the host of The Tonight Show on NBC?
Fallon, Jimmy Fallon.
You both said Jimmy Fallon, and you are both correct.
Okay.
All right, we're off to a 1-1 tie. Question number two. Mariah Carey's new album is out today. In 2008, she married a famous actor slash comedian before the pair divorced in 2016. Who was it?
Nick Cannon.
You both said Nick Cannon, and you both are correct. Okay. Or no, you both did not say Nick Cannon. Oh, my God.
I said did.
You did. Emily did not. Emily said Beyonce, which I liked as a guess.
Beyonce.
I like that. I say off air to our contestants, if you're unsure, just say Beyonce.
You have to fill them
yeah.
in.
And she took my advice very seriously. So you get like a half point in my head for that, Emily. Third and final question, though, Chris. Filming is continuing for the sequel to The Devil Wears Prada with Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway. Name any other Anne Hathaway movie.
Anne Hathaway was in Princess Diaries.
You said Princess Diaries. Emily said Ella Enchanted. Both of those are, in fact, Anne Hathaway movies. So today, that does mean Chris takes three, Emily takes two.
Gotcha.
Emily, you got to say that phrase of shame.
I'm Emily from Hamilton, and I can't beat Chris.
It hurts to say it sometimes. It hurts my ears to hear it. But for being a good sport and playing along, we got you tickets to see Lorde when she brings the ultrasound tour to the Xfinity Mobile Arena, formerly known as the Wells Fargo Center, on Tuesday night. Some limited tickets may remain at XfinityMobileArena.com. But hang on the line.
Listen Monday morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PS. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
It's a new Music Friday here on PST. So Tate McRae dropped a new single today. It's called Tit for Tat. Everybody thinks it's about her breakup with Kid Laroi. You want to take a listen?
Let's do that now.
What do you think? She sings, let's go song for song, let's go back to back, let's go tit for tat. Boy, you asked for that. Also out, Mariah Carey just dropped her first new album in like 7 years. It's called Here for It All. That's out today. There's a, and Doja Cat's album dropped today too. You've heard us play the first single, Jealous Type. It's much more of a pop sound, right, Joe?
Yeah,
than we've heard from Doja lately. Yeah. So yeah, that's all out today. So there's a trendy new toy store coming to Quaker Bridge Mall. It's the first one in Mercer County. You might like this. This is where you're going to get your like trendy stuff like Labubus and stuff like that. It's called Pop Mart. You've probably heard of it. They're all over the world. There's right now, there's one of the Pop Mart Robo Shops in the mall, which is like literally like a vending machine for their blind boxes that they have in the store. But now it's going to be an entire store on the lower level near Center Court. You can check the details on the PST app. You know how obsessed with the Gaines I am, right? Joanna and Chip Gaines from HGTV.
Magnolia Network now. Specifically, Chris is very...
Come on, I'm not the only one. Well, Joanna is getting her own Barbie doll, which I am a little confused by that. Her own Barbie doll? Anyway, it's Target exclusive because, you know, they've got Magnolia stuff in Target. It comes with like some flare jeans that she wears on the show all the time, her signature flannel, plus a 3-story Magnolia inspired townhouse packed with over like 40 like decor pieces. So basically you get Joanna and then you get a little townhouse that you can decorate and stuff like Joanna does. That's kind of cool.
That's a different style on Barbie.
Yeah. So pre-orders are live now. The official launch is like October 23rd. They're launching it for the first time at their Silobration, which they have every year. And then nationwide, it's going to be out on December 7th. And just saw that production is underway for Spaceballs 2.
Yes!
Spaceballs is like one of my husband John's favorite movies.
That's a boy movie.
Yeah, that's a classic. All right, there's Scoop. It's Chris and the Crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. So Joe wants to know if it's okay to drink at dinner with his boyfriend's family this weekend. None of them are going to be drinking.
Well,
it's a good chance, right, Joe?
Yeah, so it's dinner with boyfriend's family, and the family themselves are not big drinkers, right? So typically, I've gone out with them a few times, and I would say 9 out of 10 times, none of them order an alcoholic drink. Okay. Like, they're not just big, you know, they're just not big drinkers.
I get it, yeah.
My boyfriend drinks, but when no one else is drinking, especially his family, he's not going to be the first one to be like, let's do a round, you know, kind of thing. So he's going to...
So he'll go along with
it. He'll go along with it, too. So I, of course, am like, well, I want to have a drink. It'll calm me down. I'm still anxious. I don't spend a lot of time with him, so I like to have a drink. So... am I wrong?
My first thought is don't.
Really?
My first thought is they're going to judge you for having that drink when none of them are drinking.
And by the way, it's not a money. Like, when the bill comes out, like, it's split usually. Like, we're going to a place where, like, they'll split the check.
You probably should, you should offer a little extra.
Well, so what we're going...
I always do when I drink.
We're going to a place with one of those, I know for a fact, with one of those, like, toast things. So they just put your items on your tab. So they'll pass the thing. We've gone there before. They pass it around, and I'll just click my drinks on it, and it'll charge me only for my drinks.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So I've never been to one of those.
I've been
places.
There before. It'll be fine. So okay. I would exclusively pay for the drink.
It's not a price thing.
It's not a price thing at all because I'd be like, oh, I ordered a drink. I'll pay for my drink.
I don't know, Joe. I mean, I know it's not a big deal. It's not like you're under 21. You know what I mean?
Certainly
like,
over that.
You certainly have the right to have a drink, but I don't know if I'd be the only one at the table. No. And maybe that's my problem. Maybe I care too much about what people think, but I have a feeling they're maybe even silently judging you for drinking.
I guess I don't want to be. I want to be the lush in the corner going, you know what?
And I totally get how, because I know how anxious you are in these situations.
Yeah, I'm very anxious.
I totally understand that you might need a cocktail just to kind of chill out a little bit. So maybe you should have one before you go.
I'm not driving, I could.
And then you don't have to do it at the table.
What if we meet there? There's a bar. What if we meet there and I'm just sitting at the bar
I'm like, hey guys, how you doing? I don't know if that's the look
you want.
Just
over here talking to my neighbors.
You know what? Let's just open the phones. Joe's got a little dilemma he needs your help with. It's Chris and the Crew. Happy Friday. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe. So he's going out to dinner with his boyfriend's family this weekend. And he's pretty sure he might be the only one to drink. Like alcohol we're talking about, obviously. Right? Like you said, I mean, it's not that they don't drink, but most of the time they don't, right?
Not at something like this, yeah.
And your boyfriend will kind of follow their lead?
Now, to be honest, my parents, yeah, my boyfriend will follow their lead. But we've gone out with like my parents, and my parents don't drink at dinner. But my mom encourages us to drink. She's like, if we're not driving, she's like, I don't care. Drink all you want.
I don't know if I want you to be the only one that doesn't drink. I don't want them to judge you. You know what I mean? All right, let's go to the phones. Robin's in Fairless Hills. Hey, Robin, what do you think you should do?
I think he should feel free to go ahead and have a drink. If he does, then maybe his boyfriend would also follow suit. Plus, it's not the first time you're getting together with them. So just enjoy yourself. Let them know the real you.
Oh, I don't know if he wants them to know
Robin,
the real
him. I don't know what you're doing Saturday night, but maybe we hang out.
No, I hear you, Robin. Thanks for calling.
She got a point. Let them see the real me.
Yeah.
Unleashed.
Let's go to Charlotte in Bensalem. Good morning. What do you think?
So I totally feel for you. It's definitely rough having dinner with your boyfriend's family, especially if you don't see them very much. But you being the only one drinking might not be the look you want.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Robin said it makes me more fun.
But you want him to like you, though, right? Like, just have a Sprite or something. Play it safe. I promise, you'll be fine.
Safe?
You'll be
okay. Play it safe. I am a safe kind of girl. I am. All right, let's go to Tim in Hamilton. Let's see if your guy has your back on this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's fine. As long as you're comfortable in your own skin and that's going to relax you and set the tone, then just own it.
Diane in Hamilton has a great suggestion. She said that I should ask my boyfriend if he could order a drink so I wouldn't be alone.
You may want to do that. Although, are you putting him in a weird situation because he is going to stick with his family? Or maybe he's kind of looking for permission from you. You know what I mean? Like underlying permission. And then if you're both drinking, like that other caller said, it's not a big deal.
It's interesting. Several chats say you can go for up to two drinks specifically. I see Evan Hamilton said that.
Up to two.
Adriana said don't do more than one. So two seems to be the absolute cap. So it's not a bender night for me.
I have to say, Joe, though, I've drank with you a few times. You can handle your liquor better
Chris
than I thought you could.
Shocked when she's seen me out drinking.
He can put beer away.
She's like, and again, it's been nights where we haven't been driving and stuff.
And I've been like,
yeah, I can drink.
I was kind of surprised.
You don't think the frequency at which I'm in a bar, I've learned, and I have friends that drink a lot more than me, and I've learned how to pace myself.
Yeah, you might be okay, but maybe see if he'll drink with you. This album, so she just dropped a new album. It's definitely more pop sounding, right, Joe, than we're used to?
Yeah, lately.
I like it. It's Chris and Joe. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:31. Happy Friday. We made it. This one seemed like a long one, right?
Yeah.
So Old Navy is redoing their dressing rooms. You got to tell me if this is in your Old Navy already on the PST app chat. So they're making them like high-tech dressing rooms, AI-powered dressing rooms.
Yeah. I like this concept.
This kind of freaks me out a little bit, though, only because of the touchscreen in there, because who's looking through that touchscreen? Anyway.
Okay, not every touchscreen has a camera attached to it, though.
But you never know.
You'd see it.
I think I'd
you could see a lens.
Out. So, yeah, so there's this touchscreen inside of the fitting room, and there are smart racks being installed. So when you go in there and you put your stuff, you hang your stuff, whatever you're trying on the smart rack, it tells you the price. You can type to an associate like outside on the floor that you need a different size. That's kind of cool. Because every time I need a new size, your shoes are off, right? You wonder whether you can go in those clothes, whether you have to put your old clothes back on.
Yeah, like, you never know. I don't go into dressing rooms unless I'm with someone who can do that for me. I need an errand boy.
This is pretty cool, though. It also can act as like a personal stylist. Like if you, let's say you're trying on a sweater, it can suggest for you like a pair of pants or other way around. Some pants on, hey, why don't you try this sweater too? And it can bring it up and an associate will bring it to you too.
I'm so bad at matching stuff that I would do quite well with that.
I mean, this is kind of cool. It'll send like real-time updates like when like your associate is approaching. It almost makes it seem like DoorDash.
That's good. That means you know when they're, you could track your pants.
So
delivery.
Here she comes with my pants.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Tate McRae dropped a new single today. It's called Tit for Tat. And everybody's buzzing about this song because they think it's a breakup song about the kid Leroy. You know, they split up earlier this year. Take a listen.
I might love you again. See how I feel now.
Love it, actually. Do you like it, Joe?
It's good. It's a typical Tate. It's good.
Yeah. So Mariah Carey also dropped a new album today. It's called Here for It All. First new album in 7 years. And Doja, we just played Jealous Type a little bit ago. She dropped a new album today. It's definitely more poppy than we're used to for Doja lately, but we're liking that too. Okay, so a new poll came out. What's everybody's favorite season?
People would say summer, I think, for a survey.
Nope.
Is it fall?
That's what I was kind of surprised. Fall is like big now.
Halloween. People love Halloween.
Halloween definitely Halloween's in the past few years. You know, like Summerween. It started a couple of months ago. So, yes, summer, which used to be number one, is now number two. Fall is okay. way above it now. Winter next, and then spring. I think winter is like the bottom for me. The only good thing about winter for me is the holidays. Other than that, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, I love winter. I like being cold. Walking outside being cold. Mm. Oh.
So, speaking of fall, pumpkin flavored everything right now, right? I love it. Do you love pumpkin flavored stuff?
Oh, yeah. Like, actually, I prefer the faked pumpkin stuff. Like, the, well, like, because the artificial, like, that, yeah, it's yeah, the way
the
to go.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So, they did a survey about what's everybody's favorite pumpkin foods and drinks. It's not the PSL, like you think it would be. It's pumpkin bread.
That makes sense.
Pumpkin muffins are next.
The average
pumpkin cookies after that. I make a really mean pumpkin chocolate chip pumpkin cookie.
I've never had one. I've never shared
them.
It.
I can make them for you. And okay, so do you have an errand friend? Have you seen this all over TikTok? Have you?
I love this, yes.
Yeah. So errand friends are trending right now. This is where basically everybody's tired from the work week, but you still want to see your friends. So instead of going out late, like on a Saturday night or a Friday night when you're tired from work, you just take one of your besties on errands with you. You run your errands together. You talk. You get coffee. You chill out, whatever.
You're just
you
like,
hang out.
You're like, hey, I have a list of returns.
Yeah.
We have to stop by the UPS store to return my Amazon package.
Come with
and
me.
Then come with me.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, there's the scoop that a lot of people are using in the office now. It's pretty funny, actually. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Chris and Joe. Have you ever heard of the date them till you hate them trend?
I like this one.
I knew you would. So, you know, in the dating world, obviously, you stick around in a, you know, meh relationship long enough that, you know, some resentment starts to build up.
Oh,
so when
been
the
there.
Breakup actually happens, the inevitable breakup, then you're kind of already done.
Yep.
You're unbothered. Ready to move on. A lot of people say it kind of saves you some hurt.
You mourn you know while I mean? You're still together, basically.
Exactly.
You mourn the relationship while you're still together.
So a lot of people taking that, you know, mindset into the office.
Uh-oh.
Because you don't want to risk unemployment now with everything so expensive, right?
Yeah.
So you stick it out at your meh job. Just do what you have to. Leave as soon as you can, you know. And then when the inevitable, either you get fired or you feel like you have to leave, then it's not such a struggle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
I thought
quiet
about it. I'm
quitting.
Like,
It's like quiet quitting.
It is like quiet quitting, right?
You know, but you're doing the bare minimum.
Exactly.
You know, you're coasting and you start grieving and mourning the process.
Right.
And I worry, though, there's something different about a relationship because you could always end a relationship, even if it might hurt you. You probably need a job to pay your bills.
Well, exactly.
So
that's why you
stuck.
Stick it out until maybe they're like, okay, this person's not doing enough. You're fired. And then
yeah.
you're like, okay, whatever. I'm done.